uncertain whether I would be able to perform. This was a sobering experience. It was now only genuine. Staring out French windows into an overgrown garden with a cast on my hand that went nearly to my elbow, I realized that my playing days might well have faded out. In some sense, it would have been fitting, for up till then, I'd been kidding myself, exploiting whatever talent I had beyond the breaking point. I'd known it for a while. Recently, though, the picture had changed, and now the historical implications of the situation bothered me. The public had been fed a steady diet of my complete recordings on disc for years, but my live performances never seemed to capture the inner spirit of the songs, had failed to put the spin on them. The intimacy, among a lot of other things, was gone. For listeners, it must have been like going through deserted orchards and dead grass. My audience, or future audience, now would never be able to experience the newly plowed fields that I was about to enter. I'd ask him what the matter was, but I know that he don't talk. And the ladies treat me kindly, and they furnish me with tea. But deep inside my heart, I know I can't escape. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Well, Shakespeare. There were many reasons for this, reasons for the whiskey to have gone out of the bottle. Always prolific, but never exact. Too many distractions had turned my musical path into a jungle of vines. I'd been following established customs, and they weren't working. The windows had been boarded up for years and covered with cobwebs, and it's not like I didn't know it. The post office has been stolen, and the mailbox has lapsed. Oh, mama. Prior to this, things had changed, and not in an abstract way. A few months earlier, something out of the ordinary had occurred, and I became aware of a certain set of dynamic principles by which my performances could be transformed. By combining certain elements of technique which ignite each other, I could shift the levels of perception, time frame structures, and systems of rhythm which would give my songs a brighter countenance, call them up from the grave, stretch out the stiffness in their bodies, and straighten them out. It was like parts of my psyche were being communicated to by angels. There was a big fire in the fireplace, and the wind was making it roar. The veil had lifted.
Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck.
A tornado had come into the place at Christmas time, pushed all the fake Santa Clauses aside, and swept away the rubble. It was mystifying why it had taken so long for this to happen. That it didn't happen earlier is a damn shame.
But everybody still talks about how badly they were shocked. But me, I expected it to happen. I knew he'd lost control. When I speed built a fire on Main Street and shot it full of holes.
Everything's all right. And then she's all the time in my neighborhood. She cries both day and night. I know, because it was there. It's a milestone, but she's down on her luck. And the day makes her lonely, and it's so hard to buck. I was there. I believe that she'd stop him if she would start to care. I believe that she'd look upon this side and to care. And I'd go by the something when she's on my way. But I don't belong there. No, I don't belong to her. I don't belong to anybody. She's my Christ-forsaken angel. But she don't care. She cries. She's a lone-hearted mystic. And she can go on. I'm not there. And Bob's not here. Welcome to the chill room.
I ain't gonna go to hell for anybody. I ain't gonna go to hell for anybody.
So glad to
see me destroy everything I had. Pain sure brings out the best in people, doesn't it? Why didn't you just leave me if you didn't want to stay? Why'd you want to hurt me so bad? Did it have to be that way? Now you stand here saying, is there anything I got left to say? And you, I see you're still with her, well, that's fine, but she's coming on so strange, can't you tell? Take off her iron chain, I think you better explain. I do it, but I just can't remember how. Talk to her, you're her lover now. I've already assumed that we're in the felony room, but I ain't the judge. You don't have to be nice to me. Will you please tell that to your friend with the cowboy hat? He keeps on saying everything twice to me. You know I was straight with you, you know I never tried to change you in any way. You know that if you didn't want to be with me, that you didn't have to stay. Now you stand here saying you forgive me, what do you expect me to say? And you just sit around and ask for ashtrays, can't you reach? I see you kiss her on the cheek every time she gives a speech. With her postcards of the pyramid and the snapshots of Billy the Kid, they're all so nice, but why must everybody bow? Explain it to her, you're her lover now.
Many times I'd come near the stage before a show and would catch myself thinking that I wasn't keeping my word with myself. That what that word was, I couldn't exactly remember, but I knew it was back there somewhere. I tried to figure this out, but there didn't seem to be any formula. Maybe if I'd seen it coming, I could have fixed it in its tracks, but I didn't. My performance days and heavy traffic had been grinding to a halt for a while, had almost come to a full stop. I had single-handedly shot myself in the foot too many times. It's nice to be known as a legend, and people will pay to see one. But for most people, once is enough. You have to deliver the goods, not waste your time and everybody else's. I hadn't actually disappeared from the scene, but the road had narrowed, almost was shut down, and was supposed to be wide open. I hadn't gone away yet. I was lingering out on the pavement. There was a missing person inside of myself, and I needed to find him. Now and again, I did try a few times, tried hard to force it. In nature, there's a remedy for everything, and that's where I'd usually go hunting for it. I'd find myself on a houseboat, a floating mobile home, trying to hear a voice, crawling at slow speed, nosed up on a protective beach at night in the wilderness, moose, beer, bear, deer around, the elusive timber wolf not so far off, calm summer evenings listening to the call of the loon. Think things out. But it was no use. I felt done for, an empty, burned out wreck. Too much static in my head. and I couldn't dump the stuff. Wherever I am, I'm a 60s troubadour, a folk rock relic, a wordsmith from bygone days, a fictitious head of state from a place nobody knows. I'm in the bottomless pit of cultural oblivion. You name it, I can't shake it. Stepping out of the woods, people see me coming. I knew what they were thinking. I had to take things for what they were worth.
Trying to make a name for himself. Townspeople wanted to crush their kid down and string him up by the neck. Well, the sheriff beat that boy into a bloody pulp. As a dying gunfighter lay in the sun and gasped for his last breath. Turn him loose, let him go, let him say he outdrew me fair and square. I want him to feel what it's like to every moment face his death. Well, I keep seeing this stuff and it just comes rolling in. And it flows right through me like a ball and chain. You know, I can't believe we've lived so long and are still so far apart. Your memory keeps calling up to me like a rolling train. I can still see the day that you came to me on a painted desert. In your busted down Ford and your flat-bottom heels. Could never figure out why you chose that particular place to meet. Ah, but you were right, it was perfect as I got in it. Behind the wheel, we drove that car all night into San Antonio, and we slept near the Alamo, fell out under the stars. Way down in Mexico, you went out to see a doctor and you never came back. I stayed there a while till the whole place started feeling like mine. Money came up. You know,
your eyes were filled with so much sadness, you were so disillusioned with everything. She said even the swap meets around here are getting pretty corrupt. How far y'all going, Ruby asked us with a sign. We're going all the way till the wheels fall off and burn. Till the sun heals the pain and the seat covers fade and the weather moccasin dies. Ruby just smiled and said, oh, you know, some babies never learn. Well, I keep trying to remember that movie though, and it does keep coming back, but I can't remember what part I played or who I was supposed to be. All I can remember about it is it's starring Gregory Peck was in it, and everything he did in it reminded me of me. Yeah. Oh, damn, damn, damn. Well, your damn be a pearl, teeth like pearl, shining like the moon above.
Night after night, it was like I was on cruise control. Regardless of all this, I was still planning to quit, retire from the scene. I hadn't planned to take it any further, hadn't talked myself out of that. I didn't figure I had much of an audience anywhere. Even on this tour, as big as the crowds were, Tom Petty was drawing most of the people. Before the Petty shows, I hadn't been going out on the road consistently anyway. It was tedious having to assemble and disassemble bands for a 30 or 40 show run. It had become monotonous. My performances were an act, and the rituals were boring me. Even at the Petty shows, I'd see the people in the crowd, and they'd look like cutouts from a shooting gallery. There was no connection to them, just subjects at random. I was sick of it, sick of living in a mirage. It was time to break it off. The thought of retirement didn't bother me at all. I'd shaken hands with the idea and had gotten comfortable with it. The only thing that had changed from then till now was that performing now wasn't taking anything out of me. I was sailing along.
But this time it's asking too much. If there's an original thought out there, oh, I could use it right now. Yeah, I feel pretty good, but you know, I could feel a whole lot better. Oh, yes, I could. If you were just here by my side to show me how. Well, I'm standing in line in the rain to see a movie star, Gregory Peck. Oh, yes, I am. But it's not the one that I had in mind. He's got a new one out now. You know, he just don't look the same. But I'll see him anyway, and I'll stand in the line.
Her and her boyfriend went to California. Her and her boyfriend don't change their tune. My best friend said not deny one.
Suddenly one night in Locarno, Switzerland, at the Piazza Grande Locarno, it all fell apart. For an instant I fell into a black hole. The stage was outdoors and the wind was blowing gales, the kind of night that can blow everything away. I opened my mouth to sing and the air tightened up. Vocal presence was extinguished and nothing came out. The techniques weren't working. I couldn't believe it. I thought I had done so well. I thought I had it down, perfect, yet it was just another trick. There's no pleasure in getting caught in a situation like this. You can get a panic attack. You're in front of 30,000 people and they're staring at you and nothing is coming out. Things can really get stupid. Figuring I had nothing to lose and not needing to take any precautions, I conjured up some different type of mechanism to jumpstart the other techniques that weren't working. I just did it automatically out of thin air, cast my own spell to drive out the devil. Instantly, it was like a thoroughbred had charged through the gates. Everything came back, and it came back in multi-dimension. Even I was surprised. It left me kind of shaky. Immediately, I was flying high. This new thing had taken place right in front of everybody's eyes. A difference in energy might have been perceived, but that was about all. Nobody would have noticed that a metamorphosis had taken place. But the energy now was coming from 100 different angles, completely unpredictable ones. I had a new faculty, and it seemed to surpass all the other human requirements. If I ever wanted a different purpose, I had one. It was like I'd become a new performer, an unknown one in the true sense of the word. In more than 30 years of performing, I had never seen this place before, never been here. If I didn't exist, someone would have had to invented me. Thank you.
They sat together in the park. As the evening sky grew dark, she looked at him and he felt a spark tingle to his bones. 'Twas then he felt alone and wished that he'd gone straight and watched out for a simple twist of fate. They walked along by the old canal, a little confused, I remember well, and stopped into a strange hotel with a neon burning bright. He felt the heat of the night hit him like a freight train moving with a simple twist of fate. A saxophone someplace far off played as she was walking on by the arcade. As the light bust through a beat-up shade where he was waking up, she dropped a coin into the cup above a blind man at the gate and forgot about a simple twist of fate.
I could see But it would stand her as four-leaf clover, drawn on his calling card show. That it was given back to him a million times over, and it most definitely was not done by Van Gogh.
There was nothing revolutionary about what I was about to do. No one could have expected it. Without knowing as much, I had a gut feeling that I had created a new genre, a style that didn't exist as of yet, and one that would be entirely my own. All the cylinders were working, and the vehicle was for hire. I definitely needed a new audience, because my audience at that time had more or less grown up on my records and was past the point of accepting me as a new artist, and this was understandable. In many ways, this audience was past its prime, and its reflexes were shot. They came to stare and not participate. That was okay. But the kind of crowd that would have to find me would be the kind of crowd who didn't know what yesterday was. My fame was immense, could fill a football stadium, but it was like having some weird diploma that won't get you into any college. Promoters didn't want to touch me either. They'd been burned often in the past, and the anger hadn't gone out of them. "I'm all for you," they might say, "but I can't do it." In reality, I was just above a club act, could hardly fill small theaters. There weren't any alchemic shortcuts. Critics could dismiss me easily, too, so I wouldn't be able to depend on them to tell my tale. Most music journalists had become nothing more than a public relations staff anyway. I would have to rely on word of mouth. I'd rely on that like my life depended on it. Word of mouth spreads like wildfire. Doesn't take no for an answer. I wished I were at least 20 years younger. Wished that I had just dropped on the scene all over again. But what could you do? What could you do?
Designed, he said, to make you lose your mind. Give it to somebody who will work. push up your behind. Every time you look at it, the situation's worse. They've been grabbing out for you, cover the nurse. That a film that jumped out over me. I walked back to my hotel and watched it on TV.